The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of Clear Channel Radio, nor should they be regarded as legal or investment advice. Seek qualified counsel before acting on any views expressed in this show.
This is Investor IQ with Glenn Wessel, where you hear straight talk about financial topics that impact you. Got a tax, financial, or investment question? As a CPA and holder of the Certified Financial Planner and Chartered Financial Analyst credentials, Glenn Wessel's the guy to ask. Now, here's Glenn.
And a very good morning to all of you this morning. My name is Glenn Wessel, host of Investor IQ, where we try to give investors a fair shake. This Saturday morning, we're going to be discussing some of the issues that would concern business owners. And along those lines, I have a couple of special guests with me here this morning, Mike Sawinski and Paul Quick. Mike Sawinski is, first of all, a CPA, and you are the head of CFO Consultants, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's right, Glenn.
Okay.
Thanks.
So let's just delve into your background just for a second here so we can establish what each of you is up to and does for business owners. You're a CPA in North Carolina and in Florida as well?
Right.
And you've been practicing some 15 years or so, I guess?
Right. And generally focusing primarily on management of companies rather than on the tax side.
So. Right. Okay. So you're like a hired gun that would come in and maybe rescue some entity or institution that's facing, budget problems or financing issues?
And making the big decisions, buying buildings and buying companies and selling their company, that sort of thing.
Okay. And Paul, you are basically a business broker, I guess is the slang way of saying it, right?
That's correct.
Okay. A certified business intermediary, I think?
That's right. That's a credential that's established by the International Business Brokers Association.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you are also a realtor?
I'm a licensed real estate broker.
A broker. Okay. So basically, do you focus more on businesses? Is that?
Absolutely. Sometimes there are real estate involved in transactions in the business world. So you have to be licensed to be able to handle those.
All right. Well, what we'd like to talk about this morning with both of you is the issues that a business owner might typically face. People, I would imagine, spend their adult working lives putting businesses together. They become pretty proficient in developing marketing plans and business plans and execution strategies. And then eventually the day comes where they realize that they want to get out of the business and probably don't have the first clue as to what to do in order to actually market the business and ready it for sale. So I guess I'll start with you, Paul. If someone's going to sell a house, it's pretty clear that you'd want to probably trim the bushes and maybe paint the kitchen and do those kinds of things. What kind of steps would a business owner take when he or she first has the thought that he wants to step aside?
Well, the first thing you want to do is, similar to selling a house, you want to have good, clean books. You want to be able to have your company in a presentable state. There may be assets that need to be disposed of that aren't producing, mm-hmm. non-producing assets. You might want to dispose of first, say like a machine shop that has hundreds of machines and only they're only using 20 of them. They mm-hmm. probably should be going ahead and liquidate some of those,
so
they're not cluttering up the balance sheet, and they're not going to get the value of them in the sale, possibly.
Okay, so just to take a step back for a second, if somebody wants to sell a business, if they were selling a house, just to torture that analogy for just a moment longer, there would be the multiple listing service through the realtor. Is there some similar type of service on the business side of the world?
Somewhat. There's lots of issues of confidentiality in business sales. Typically, business owners don't want everybody to know that the business is for sale, just the people who might be interested in buying it.
Uh-huh.
So brokers cooperate some, but not quite as much as realtors do.
So how do you know what's for sale?
So there are websites, and that's primarily where we find buyers, although there are some local advertising that you could do. But there are websites that are specifically designed for business sales, and they will have a blind or generic profile which gives some information about the business but does not identify it.
Uh-huh.
And that's how we, you know, find out if somebody's interested. They call us, and then we get a confidentiality agreement in place prior to releasing details and the identity of the business.
Okay. So how do you show the business? I mean, you can show a house, but you can't really show a business. How does that?
That's a good question. For substantial size business, we prepare what we call a confidential memorandum or confidential business profile that goes into pretty much detail regarding the financials of the business, how it operates, the information that the buyer would need to know. So we put the package together, we send the buyer. And after they've had a chance to look at that, then we'll, and if they have a serious interest and they're qualified, then we'll take them and introduce them to the business owner and begin some discussions.
Okay. So as a certified business intermediary, who do you actually represent? Do you represent the seller? Or?
In most cases, we will list a business similar to the way a real estate agent would list a house.
Mm-hmm.
And we get an exclusive listing and represent the seller. We can, help buyers if they're looking for specific businesses. We can help them try to find it as well. But that's kind of like being a buyer's agent.
Okay.
We can only represent the seller or the buyer,
all right,
not both.
We've been speaking with Mike Sawinski of CFO Consultants. We haven't talked to Mike yet much. And Paul Quick, who's the broker in charge of Asheville Business Consultants. You can call either of them. Paul's number is 254-3598, and Mike's number is 712-2913. I'm Glenn Wessel. This is the Talk of the Mountains here on WWNC 570. This is Investor IQ. We'll be back in just a moment.